Greetings and welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church on Kirkpatrick Road in Burlington, North Carolina. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. If you'd like to correspond with Pastor Barkman and the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. The Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. Now with today's message from God's Word, here is Pastor Greg Barkman.
We are dealing with the commandment now in 1 Peter, chapter 2, verses 13 and following, that I would suppose is perhaps one of the most disregarded and disobeyed commandments in all the Word of God. And I'm referring to this commandment to obey civil authority. Therefore, in fact, it's more than obey, submit. Therefore, submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether to the king as supreme, or to governors, or to those who are sent by him, for the punishment of evildoers, and for the praise of those who do good, for this is the will of God. Peter, of course, is not the only one who lays that requirement before the people of God. Paul does exactly the same thing. Read it in Romans chapter 13, the first several verses, first seven verses at least in that chapter. Christ taught similar instructions in his various teachings, and so it goes. The people of God are commanded to be those who submit themselves to civil authority. Now, I would not say that Christians are more lawless when it comes to this matter than the world, because actually, in the world, we find a great deal of disregard of this instruction. But the difference is that Christians are those who commit themselves to obeying the Bible. And nevertheless, in this particular area, there's an awful lot of disobedience. And here we are, concerned about our nation and wondering what can be done. And in the case of many Christians, I find an almost growing rebellion, a growing defiance against government. And I realize that when it comes to requirements that are contrary to the Word of God, we must disobey, because the Bible tells us to obey God rather than man when it comes to those matters. But our general attitude needs to be one of submission. And if we don't start there, we're never going to end up at the right place. So we need to pursue this a little more fully on this Tuesday, September 24, enabled to do that by the gifts of our radio listeners. Thank you so much. Well, as this verse tells us, this is a significant part of our Christian testimony. We are to submit ourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether we're talking about the king as supreme, in other words, national government, or to governors, or to those who are sent by him. In other words, at every level of government, Christians are supposed to have a posture of submission, not a posture of rebellion. Now, I'm not saying that all Christians have a posture of rebellion, but it seems to me that a great many do, and it seems to me that perhaps a growing number do. And so let's understand what the Bible requires of this, of us in this area. It requires that personally and individually we maintain a posture of submission toward civil government. It means that in our churches we maintain a posture of submission to civil government. It means that when it comes to teaching our children, we are to teach our children an attitude of respect and obedience and proper submission to civil government as part of our Christian testimony before the world. That is what is required. In fact, the general requirement is submit yourselves to every ordinance of man. Submit yourselves, which is a military term. It has the idea of ranking under, just as we do in the military. The order of command of the military is very clearly understood, and everybody knows who ranks under whom and who ranks over whom, and everybody understands that you must obey the commandments of your superior officers. And the same idea is given to us here. It's a military term, except it is reflexive, so it is submit yourselves. In other words, this is not a submission that is forced upon you, although it can be, as Paul tells us in Romans chapter 13, that civil authorities bear not the sword in vain. In other words, they have enforcement capabilities as designed by God. But Peter says, just do this voluntarily. As Christians, as a matter of your Christian testimony, submit yourselves. Rank yourselves under. Arrange yourself in formation under the authority of civil government, as a soldier would rank himself in formation under his commander. This involves subordination to a superior authority. It is an acknowledged subordination. In other words, we acknowledge that we have this responsibility. And it is an active subordination. We carry this out in our actions. So it has to do both with our attitudes and our actions. Both how we think and how we speak, as well as what we do. Now, I'm well aware of the fact that in America, our form of government is different from the one that Peter was living under. And the people that Peter was writing to were living under, because all of them were in the Roman Empire and were basically under a rule of a king, a rule of a dictator. Now, actually, Roman government was a little more complex than that, and Roman government really started out as something of a representative democracy, but the only problem was that only citizens had the right to vote, and citizenship was pretty severely limited in Roman society. We are so accustomed to the idea that everybody is automatically a citizen. In fact, we seem to be bent on making people citizens who are not natural-born citizens, and there's nothing wrong with that, nothing wrong with having a path of citizenship. But this idea that everybody qualifies equally is the cry of our day, whereas in Roman society, the idea was this is a special privilege for the select few. But among those, there was a voting for officers, for senators, and the senators were the ones who set the laws for the country, and the senators were the ones who chose Caesar, chose the man to fill the office of supreme officer in Roman government. But, as happens in so many cases, it had deteriorated into more of a dictatorship. And Caesar had taken for himself, and Caesar, of course, was a title, so there were different people who filled that office, but Caesar had taken for himself increasing unilateral authority as opposed to democratically or representatively bestowed authority until, in Peter's day, it was virtually a dictatorship from the top down, from the supreme commander down. So very much like a military situation where you've got the general at the top of the pyramid and other officers all the way down until you finally get to the foot soldiers. And that's the language that Peter uses, that we are to submit ourselves to every ordinance of man, to rank ourselves under the authorities which are above us. And as I say, in America we come along and say, wait a minute. According to the American Constitution, the power is invested in the people and they are at the top. The pyramid is inverted in American government. Instead of having a peak at the top and it widens at the base, the way the American form of government and the American Constitution is supposed to work is to turn that pyramid upside down, and at the top are the people, and then it narrows down to the government officials who are to serve us. They are to see themselves as the servants of the people. And, of course, we still hear that language. We still hear that language frequently. I'm going to go into civil service, meaning I'm going to go into some level of government employment. I will be a civil servant. I will be a servant of the people. That's the language that is used. But as we know, it really turns out to be a very different story, because government has acquired more and more and more and more power. We would say, many of us would say, illegitimately, a great deal of it. But nevertheless, by one means or another, it has acquired that power. Now, here's the point. Peter could have said something like, those of you who live, or those of us, I guess, Peter would have said, because he was one of them, those of us who live in the Roman Empire need to speak out for our rights and point out the fact that Caesar has accumulated to himself all kinds of power that are illegitimate, powers that are illegitimate. He has been usurping powers, and therefore we have no responsibility to submit to illegal authority. But that's not what Peter said, and that's not what Paul said, and that's not what Jesus said when he said, render unto Caesar the things that are Caesar, and unto God the things that are God's. You say, well, see, that's what he said. He only rendered to Caesar the things that belong to Caesar. But the point that Jesus was making is that you render to Caesar the authority that he claims, that he wields, that he exercises, up to the point where it infringes upon the higher authority of God. We always have that understanding in the Bible. Christians must always obey God rather than man. But in those areas where Caesar or American government, whatever it may be, has not required us to disobey the Bible, we are told in the Scriptures to submit. Now, I recognize that it's many times difficult to solve this tension between my American citizenship privileges and responsibilities on the one hand and my Christian responsibility and witness on the other hand, because as Christians, we are citizens of two realms. We are citizens of heaven, and we are citizens of whatever country we live in. And in the case of most of you who are listening to this, it would be the United States of America. But one thing is very clear from all of these passages, this one and the one in Romans, all of these passages, and one in Colossians, they all teach the same thing, namely that Christians are to have a posture of submission, of obedience, of respect and honor toward government, not one of suspicion and hostility and rebellion. We've got to check our attitudes and make sure that they are pleasing to the Lord. And so we will take this passage further, Lord willing, tomorrow. Until then, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you his eternal peace.